In addition to talking about government employee unions, Walker promised a national right-to-work law for the private sector. He also called for ending the National Labor Relations Board and for repealing the federal Davis-Bacon Act that's the foundation of prevailing wage laws on government construction projects.
It's not just good for employers, but it's good for workers and it's good for the taxpayers of the United States. I'm confident we can do that. Now, nobody else in this race is talking about this.
The governor's labor speech came as yet another poll showed Walker's campaign floundering. This one, a national poll from ABC News and the Washington Post that had Walker at just 2% in the GOP field. Walker also promised to challenge his GOP opponents in tomorrow night's debate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.